Well, get it together. We're a little late, but this is KTUH FM in Honolulu.
It's so beautiful up here, dear friends. It's so clean. Yes, dear friends, there's no drunken drivers here. No broken glass. No air or...
Operator! 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 Did you hear that, Smuck? Are my people putting me on?
I don't know, sir. So do I am a vulgarian.
Your jokes are beyond me.
Well, where's the pleasure in that?
Huh? Oh, right next to the radio there. Completely modulated with dual left and right stereo speakers and two compatible frequencies, your AM. By the way, we also have FM right here.
FM over here? Let me try it.
Have you seen the palace?
And now, from the freshly painted crematorium high atop the Smoky Bear Hill in beautiful downtown Dresden, we present Dave Dubel's Insanity Power Show!
A little cozier now.
Oh, yes, it's so cozy in here, all snuggled up before the microphones. Just me and Dave.
Yes, it's so nice, Melanie. And while we're going to do another crazy show for you this week, a little bit of comedy coming mostly through the middle part of the show, but who knows? This week we're going to do cowboys and Indians and iron horses and all sorts of crazy things from about 100 years ago.
Well, let's get the show on the road.
Right, Melanie. Let's get the show on the road, the railroad.
And across him all we flung one shining steel rail.
Rockefeller. 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 Rockefeller.
One shining steel rail. From sea to mighty sea. From coast to mighty coast. From Bangor all the way to mighty Maine.
cards on the table at midnight.
Watch for the hand with the blade.
We're shooting an old cowboy movie.
Hand out number two, camera fade. Tommy loves Kitty the cowgirl,
but she only lusts for revenge.
To kill off the raccoon, crippled her dead. Tom knows that, don't make a mess. Two evils can never make one right.
Be sure one evil has already been done.
But Kitty don't see quite too clearly. Believes we should take one for one. Director said...
Now hold that a minute. A little more light just over there on her face. Tom didn't like all this bullshit.
Just making nice films is his trend.
To have the whisker away on his big charger.
Right into the sun at the end. Once again, man said.
Too easy. The punters there.
So he throws himself down and he hits the ground. He rolls right over and spins round. Then with one good shot, just one good shot, he brings that villain right down. In true Wild Western manner, bad, bad news. It was bad, bad news. I knew Cooley, Cooley never lost his cool. A legend grew, and Jack the Toad knew to back up all the talk. Man called Pete at the end of a dusty, dusty street. He's just about 6 feet. Now he just might, you know, he just might. He might be a little faster. Jack the Toad. Well, he had to happen on a summer's day when Jack was feeling good. But a friend of a friend promised a friend of a friend promised a friend of a friend he would. But many brave men have said the same thing again and again and again. Now Jack, when he went out to face Pete for the final showdown, he was just a little bit high. He'd been drinking and smoking, and he thought he was so fast, he made the last move. And that was the last move he made. On your way through life, sometimes you just gotta be a little bad. Now I knew Jack, and my goodness, he was bad.
he was. Bad news. You just gotta be a little bad, because if you ain't, a great gunfighter in the sky ain't got no one to save. And if you're just a little bad, just a little bad, nobody forgets your name. Bad, bad news. It was bad, bad news. Bad. Wow, my goodness, Jack was bad.
Oh, my goodness, a real Cowboys and Indians type show.
With a few iron horses thrown in there, too. We just heard Savoy Brown with Jack the Toad, and before that was Family with It's Only a Movie, David Bowie with Station to Station, Harvey Mandel, The Lark, and a dash of Fireside Theater from How Can You Be in Two Places at Once When You're Not Anywhere at All?
Well, I don't know.
Laugh your troubles away. It's not a sure cure, but it can't hurt. And your public library has loads of books like The Humor of Humor, and even Japanese joke books. Whenever you're feeling blue or kind of down in the mouth, chuckle a care away over a public library book.
Yeah, Japanese joke books, man. Did you hear about the one of the...
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yes, that's true. Anyway, every summer, thousands of children suffer serious injury because of faulty playground equipment. Save the Children Federation urges you to inspect your backyard playground now. Make sure play equipment is in sound condition, properly assembled and firmly anchored. Check carefully for rust, sharp edges, and loose nuts and bolts. Save the Children Federation asks you to do just that. Save the children. Right in your own backyard. Save up 4,000 kids and turn them in for a...
What?
Oh. Well, anyway, dear friends, we're doing something of a topical show this evening. Cowboys and Indians, as it were. And, oh yes, well, before there really became cowboys, there had to be frontiersmen. And here's the Smothers Brothers.
I'd like to have my brother now do one of his, do a song about a very, very colorful character in the frontier life. Very exciting man. His name was Daniel Boone. Daniel Boone lived in a very romantic era, I think. He had a big striking figure with his buckskins. He was a trader and a trapper and a guide, an Indian fighter, a soldier, an adventurer. He lived a very colorful life, and it's a very exciting song telling the story of Daniel Boone.
Yeah, Daniel Boone was a trailer and a tractor. He used to go around.
A trader and a trapper.
A trader and a tractor.
That song.
Oh, I'm the toughest hombre that ever lived out west. Although I'm only 2 feet tall, my shooting is the best. I like to hunt for big black ducks away up in the sky. I like to see if I can hit a duck that's on the fly. I'll hunt down game, I'll blast away, I'll shoot wherever I can. I'll aim a gun, I never miss, or my name's not Yosemite Sam. Sometimes I reach a rabbit without a single sound. And then I pull the trigger and the rabbit hits the ground. Squirrels, too, are very cute as they go up a tree. But with my trusty rifle, they can't escape from me. I'll shoot whatever I can. I'll aim a gun I never miss, or my name's not Yosemite Sam. I sometimes hunt for possum when there's nothing else to shoot, or aim at birds as they fly by. I don't much give a hoot. I'll even shoot the little deer who run so very fast. No matter how they run away, they can't escape my blast. Oh, I'll hunt down game, I'll blast away, I'll shoot whatever I can. I'll aim a gun I never miss, or my name's not Yosemite Sam. I must really tell you, I know you will be glad, that though I shoot a lot of things, I'm not so very bad. For from my little rifle, an animal never drops, for instead of using bullets, I load it with gumdrops. Shoot whatever I can. I'll aim a gun I never miss, or my name's not Yosemite Sam.
My name is Bertram. I am a redneck. All my friends, they call me Bert. All my family from down in Texas make their living digging dirt.
Come out
here to California just to find me some pretty girls. Ones I've seen get me so horny. Ruby lips and teeth like pearls. Wanna love them all, wanna love them dearly. Want a pretty girl, I'll even pay. I'm buying furs, I buy them jewelry. I know they like me, it's what I say. I'm lonesome cowboy bird, speaking at ya. Some smell my friendly shirt, reeking at ya. My cowboy pants, my cowboy dance, my bold advance on this here
ranger. He's lonesome cowboy bird. Don't you get his feelings hurt?
Come on in this place and I'll buy you a taste. You can sit on my place. Where's my waitress? By trade, got a bundle I've made. I'm a unionized roof, an old son of our kind. When I get off, I get plastered. Drink till I fall on the floor. Find me some communist bastard and thump on his face till he don't move no more. Cuss and a cuss and a keep on drinking till my eyes puff up and turn red. He's hurt.
Kick him again in the head. Let's kick him again in the head. Boys, kick him again in the head. Now, kick him again in the head.
ya. Some smell my Friday shirt reeking at ya. My cowboy pants, my cowboy pants, my bowling pants on this. Little bitch.
I sit alone in the bar, drinking Scarlet O'Hara's. I get aroused by the boxing gloves. I love to punch out fags. Don't startle me by sudden noise, cause I'll stomp all over you. And I love it, I love it. I love to fight. And hey, mister, tell all the niggers my name is Johnny. Johnny Piss Off. Last night, had a dream of a good kid skeet shoot mama. And the red angel was scolding me and a-calling my name. I woke up all sweating, my derringer in hand. I have a hand grenade lighter and a Burk gun under the bed. And hey, mister, tell all the commies my name is Johnny. Johnny Piss Off. I'd love to get my hands on Ciaran, Ciaran. I'd rip out his spine and shove it down his throat. Today I cut some frog's legs off and I left them by the pond. But I'd never kill a president, but I'd kill him in my dreams. Hey, mister, tell all the draft card burners my name is Johnny. Johnny Piss Off. They showed me yesterday on the TV set how the Cowboys use karate, a hippie parade for freedom. Here next season's Cowboys gonna kick each other's crotch. Hell, I nearly had to kill a bunch of P-squares Sunday morning holding signs outside a church. Ain't no pink bag legislator gonna say I can't have guns. And hey, mister, tell all the whole wide sky my name is Johnny. Johnny Piss Off. When the red angel comes and the TV is cold, will you pray in the dawn for the rest of your soul? When you lie in a dour death coma, do you think you're gonna go to heaven? Oh, Johnny, with a violent heart, with a violent heart. Ahimsa, oh Johnny, ahimsa. In the spinning confusion, ahimsa. In the flood of life, death, and torture, ahimsa, ahimsa, ahimsa. Ahimsa is the seashell of Buddha. Ahimsa is the rose and the lamb. When the red angel comes and the TV is cold, will you pray in the dawn for the rest of your soul? When you lie in a dour death coma, do you think you're gonna go to heaven, oh Johnny, with a violent heart, with
I'd like to introduce at this time the entire ensemble. First off, on my extreme right, is John Birch. A little humor there. And on my near right is my younger brother, Little Dickie Smothers, who plays the bass and sings the tenor parts in the arrangement. I take great pride and pleasure at this time in turning over the microphone to my younger brother, Little Dickie Smothers, who in turn, in his inimitable ethnic manner, will introduce this next song for emotional and a dramatic change of pace from the excitement of the opening song.
We would like to do, for our second number, a song that is entitled The Streets of Laredo, and it's also known as The Cowboy's Lament. It's a very moving song about a young cowboy who's dying in the streets of Laredo. Tom, on behalf of the entire group, we would like to have you step forward and sing The Streets of Laredo tonight. Now, Tom, I know when you step up to the microphone there, the audience will experience something very, very unique and odd.
As I walked out in the streets of Laredo.
God, that's beautiful. Do you feel anything?
As I walked out in Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy all dressed in white linen, dressed in white linen as cold as the clay. I see by your outfit that you are a cowboy. I see by your outfit you are a cowboy too. We see by our outfits that we are both cowboys. If you get an outfit, you can be a cowboy too.
Bounded out and started into a raucous fast number, boom bitty boom, like that, and you thought it was gonna be a fast number, but then we pulled a switch on you and we went into a dramatic voicing. Little Dickie Smothers and myself with our voices intertwining in a melodic pattern with musical notes to a voice duet counterpoint with melodic overtones and kind of like the Norman Nabert choir. Our voices just intertwined like that. Jerry creates a lot of excitement. But did last night.
Boil that cabbage down, boy, turn that whole cake brown. Only song I ever did sing is boil that cabbage down. Boil that cabbage down, boy, turn that whole cake brown. The only song I ever did sing is boil that cabbage down.
Take it, Tom.
No. Tom, now I wish you wouldn't have done that. When I say take it, you're supposed to step forward and start singing, and it makes a smooth song, really fast, hard-hitting. And when you say no, it just... ruins the pace of the whole thing. Wish you wouldn't do that anymore. Now you step up there and take it.
Why don't you take it yourself?
We didn't rehearse it that way.
Oh.
Take it, take it! Sing, start singing the song. Now cut it out.
Hundreds of years ago, the railroads, ladies and gentlemen, the railroads were inching across America in a mad rush for a young nation. This young nation was madly rushing across to complete the giant railways, and hardy railroad men, the Irishmen, the Chinesemen, were pounding steel into the ground in the vast wildernesses of America. Hundreds of years ago, they were pounding the steel in the vast wilderness for the railroads. Across deep crevices. With vicious pumas in the crevices. Snarling up.
Oh, wait
at
a minute, Tom. There are no pumas in the United States of America. No pumas in North America. So delete that from your introduction.
Well, there's these vicious beasts in these deep crevices. They sure look like pumas. And these railroad men were sore afraid. But they inch across America and they inch from the mountains to the valleys, to the orchards, to the ocean white with snow. God bless America. And in 1833, in Promontory Point, Utah, the railroads were completed.
No, no, Tommy. The railroads were completed in Promontory Point, Utah.
That's what
not Promontory Note.
I said Promontory Point.
Did you say Promontory Point?
Yes, I did.
Then I was mistaken. What year did you say?
1833.
1847.
You sure caught me there. 1847, the railroads were completed. And the last spike driven in the ground in a tremendous ceremony to awe the minds of Americans. In the great faith of the American enterprise, the railroads were completed, and the last spike driven in the ground was a golden spike. In a big ceremony, all the Irishmen, the Chinesemen, steel-driving men were around, and they just put this last spike into the ground. They just put it, this big golden spike, they just put it, this big, big old golden spike, they just put it right into the ground. Whop. Whopped it right in. And they had a big feast right after they put the golden spike in the ground. They had a big feast, and this feast was prepared by four cooks in a never-ending shift, working around the clock, trying to prepare this food in this, and they worked in five shifts, working around the clock to prepare food for these ravenous railroad men. The sole subsistence that these railroad men had, their sole subsistence for this big feast, was hotcakes boiled in cabbage juice. Pancakes boiled in cabbage juice. But it's not so popular now. So we'll sing about something else.
Batman galloped bicycles, she learned to ride it well.
Crashed into a telephone pole and broke it all to pieces. Whop.
Boiled a cabbage down, boy, turned in that old cake brown. The only song I ever did sing is boiled a cabbage down. Working on the railroad, working all day long.
Working, 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 sweating. Whop.
Boiled a cabbage down, boy, turn that old cake brown. The only song I ever did sing is boil that cabbage down, boy, turn that old cake brown. Only song I ever did sing is boil that cabbage down.
When John Henry was a little baby, sitting on his daddy's knee, he picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel and said, "Goo goo goo."
That's not the right verse.
He was only 6 months years old.
Well, cut it. 6 months. Tommy, the ethnic. You know the real version of John Henry.
When John Henry was a little baby, sitting on his daddy's knee. Thank you.
Daddy picked him up, threw him on the floor, says his baby's done wet on me.
I apologize.
I got one more chance.
One more chance is all you get. See this pin? It says think ethnic. You gotta think ethnic and sing ethnic to ever earn this pin.
When John Henry was a little baby, sitting on his daddy's knee, he picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel and said, this hammer be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Hammer be the death of me. Yeah, when John Henry was just a little tyke, he picked up a piece of steel and a hammer. It seemed like he knew all the time, down deep inside, that he was going to work on the railroads. And there was a big story waiting for him to arrive on. Why, his little boy used to go around hammering on things. His daddy bought him a little hammer. He'd go around hammering the tables and hammering the fixtures. He used to get a licking all the time. He'd go up and hammer on the front door, hammer on the chairs. Yet as John Henry grew, he grew in size, and he grew in stature, and he grew in his mind, his horizons grew. He started going out and got a bigger hammer. Started walking around town hammering things. Hammering trees, people's fences, fire hydrants. Why, John Henry could just go around hitting one fire hydrant with one wah, wah. Yeah. All the dogs in town hated John Henry. Well, the whole story goes is that when he grew to full size, he could drive steel on the railroad, drive those spikes in the ground faster than any 10 men. People started talking about John Henry. Why, he's the fastest man that ever drove steel on the railroad. And the whole story of John Henry really starts the day the captain told John Henry something. John Henry said, tell me something, Captain. Then the captain said, John Henry, I'm gonna bring me a steam drill round. I'm gonna bring me a steam drill out on the job. I'm gonna walk that steel on down, Lord, Lord, walk that steel on down. Sure enough, next day they had a steam drill out on the job. Big red steam drill, shiny smokestack sticking up in the air. Well, they had old John Henry over there, muscles rippling in the sun, sweat running off in gimlets. Ringlets. Well, the captain, head of all the railroad workers, looked over at that steam drill and smiled. Then he turned over and he looked over at John Henry. His beady little eyes. He snarled over John Henry. Hi there, John. Well, John Henry didn't say nothing. Just spit on his hands, picked up those 2 9-pound hammers, walked slowly over towards that steam drill, and spit on the steam drill. Then went over and spit on the captain. Well, it got to be about 12 o'clock starting time for the race. Every railroad man in the county was out there that day because they knew if John Henry lost that race, they were all out of a job. Well, it got to be starting time for the race. John Henry is up there at that starting line. That steam drill was up there at that starting line. Big smokestack sticking right up in the air. A little bit of spit on it.
Well, the captain walked up to the start line. I swear you could hear a pin drop that day. He took out his pistol and pointed up in the air. John Henry spit on it. Actually, this was about the greatest race in the history of man. The race between a man and a machine. He pointed that pistol up in the air and shot it off. Bang. That started that race. John Henry lost that race. Dumb smart aleck thought he could be a steam drill. What a thing for crying out loud. John Henry said to the captain,
to the captain,
by God, I ain't no fool. Before I'll die with a hammer in my hand, I'm gonna get me a steam drill too, Lord, Lord.
I'm gonna get me a steam drill too, Lord, Lord. Get me a steam drill too.
The Story of the Railroad and Song by the Smothers Brothers here on KTUH-FM in Honolulu.
The KTUH program guide is back after a long absence. Look for it at locations throughout Oahu or call KTUH at 948-7261 and we'll stick you on our new mailing list.